What are you doing, Max?
Well, we're talking about fat burning. That got me to thinking here. There's a lot of fat in spam, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to see if spam, we'll see if spam burns.
He's trying to burn spam.
Blackens.
Well,
can you hear it? ew, no, but it drips. Ew, blackened spam. I'm thinking if this
like
stuff,
Cajun spam?
Yeah, if you can get spam to burn, then think of this would be great in one of your earthquake survival kits, man, because you could use it for a candle or for food.
God. Time for your Spanish lesson. It's Spanish 101 quiz. Hi, KKXX.
Wacky, wacky, Max and Kathy.
Hi, who
Good
is
morning.
This?
This is Maria.
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 All right. What's your last name?
Hernandez.
Hey, happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Oh, to you too.
All right, we're going to test your Spanish skills right now. Are you up on them? Are you brushed up on your Spanish?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, what I'll do is I'll give you a phrase in Spanish, and then we want you to come up with, I'll give you three choices what it might be, and then you tell us what it is.
Okay.
First off, for instance, number one, no tengo sed. Is that A, I'm not thirsty, B, I can't dance, or C, my forklift is double parked?
A.
Are you sure about that? Okay.
Okay, number two. ¿Cómo se dice eso en español? Is that A, how do you say that in Spanish? B, my uncle can swear in Spanish. Or C, why is there rice in my ear?
Take your time.
C, no, A.
That's A. How do you say that in Spanish? And number three. Quisiera ir a nadar esta mañana. I know that's terrible. My pronunciation's bad. Is that A, I would like to go swimming this morning. B, I'll drink from this mud puddle. Or C, my Spanish is sloppy, but will be better tomorrow.
Wait, say it in Spanish.
Yeah, his Spanish is so bad, she can't tell.
I'm going to say it again. Here he goes. Quisiera ir a nadar esta mañana.
Oh, you want to go swimming?
Yeah. Did it.
Maria, how would you say that phrase?
Oh, God.
Come on.
No, I can't say it now.
She's laughing herself silly. Oh, I heard someone say it. Let's hear it.
Say it, Maggie.
Go for it.
Quiero ir a nadar esta mañana.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
It sounded a little different, man.
Hey, we have some fireworks.
You do?
We have legal and illegal.
Oh, okay, let's light something illegal.
Illegal?
Yeah.
Okay, get those fire rockets.
You're over 18, right, Kathy?
Way over, honey.
Oh.
Are you indoors or outdoors right now?
Well, we're in the kitchen, but we have the back door open.
Oh, okay. You can shoot them right out the back door of your kitchen.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Mom's cooking breakfast. Bacon's ready, kids.
Okay, you ready?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on. We're lighting a match.
Okay.
It was a dud.
Dud.
Oh, dud. Oh, man.
It was
do you have a firecracker?
No, we don't have a firecracker, but we have a Piccolo Pete.
What's that?
Never heard of that.
Those are those whistling things.
Okay,
let's do it.
Light one of those whistling things.
That'll sound cool.
Give me the lighter. Give me the lighter.
Whoa.
Oh, that hurt.
Whoa, that was great.
Yeah.
The fun stuff, isn't it, Max?
I'm in the mood now.
Oh. Yep.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes.
That's illegal. We're calling Mac Wimbush.
That's
right
how
we're
calling the cops.
Hey, send him right over to your house.
Hey, good morning. This is Elvis, man. I just woke up.
Elvis?
Hey, you know I never get up before 9 o'clock.
Oh, man, you're supposed to be here.
Hey, well,
we'll see.
Yeah. You know, I'm not at liberty to say where I am. I'm in the secret witness program.
And, witness protection program.
I can't stay on the phone long either. I don't want you to find out where I'm at.
Yeah, we're not tapping the phone.
You know, it makes me feel good. I'm getting a little older.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you, honey.
Yeah.
Did you get anything special for your birthday today?
Well, yeah, Mama made me a meal. And I'm telling you, honey, this day it was good. I wrote a little song about it.
Really?
You probably like to hear it.
Yeah, we love that.
Sure,
I'll tell you, I'm working on a new rap album, but I can't tell you about that right now.
Okay.
We'll be looking out for
I'll
that.
Tell you.
Two Live Elvis.
Yeah, my birthday song kind of goes like this.
All right,
you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'll cook the turkey tender, make the yummy sweet, and have some birthday pie to make it all complete. Yeah, a happy birthday from the Big E, baby. Oh, yeah, honka, honka, hula, honey. I'll tell ya.
Elvis, you're still my idol.
You know, I need some blue suede ludes or something, man. You know, some all shook uppers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Elvis, take some vitamins, bud.
Well, you know, these new vitamins I'm coming out, it's called Elvis Vitamins.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. What
and a lot of you are going to be seeing them on the shelf. What I do is I shape them like guitars and teddy bears, and I make them taste like milkshakes and cheeseburgers, man. Oh. I'm telling you, this thing is Elvis Vitamins. I'm going to come out with aerobics tape or something. I've pulled off a few pounds.
With the Elvis aerobics?
Oh, well, Elvis aerobics, honey.
I'll have to try that.
I said, let's breathe it up, bend those knees, honey. Let's get it going. And then a couple hours out, then we get to the aerobics.
Woo!
Yeah, we can't talk about that. That Elvis. Takes us back to the safari room, don't it?
Elvis, hey.
Yeah.
All right. Get a grip on yourself, buddy.
All right.
Hey, listen. Hey, thanks for calling this morning.
Baby, you got it.
All right, we appreciate that.
Later, baby.
God bless.
You remember yesterday during Battle of the Sexes?
Yeah.
Our contestant, Daniel-san,
mm-hmm.
the Japanese guy,
yeah.
wants an American woman, he said.
Mm-hmm. Did you find one for him, Max?
Somebody called yesterday, and I got her telephone number down here. All right, Daniel-san.
This is working out really well.
Daniel-san on the phone right now. Daniel-san, we're going to conference call you two together. Her name is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Yeah, she wants an Oriental man badly.
Ah, good, Mac, good.
I think you're the right man for the job.
I think so, Mac.
All right, let me put you on hold for a second. We'll give her a call.
Okay.
Right. 105.3 KKXX with Max and Kathy watching Love Bloom on the telephone. All right, trying to get in touch with Cheryl for Daniel-san.
I just love playing matchmaker.
It works so well with Mike and Linda.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Cheryl, please?
This is Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Hi, Max.
Hi.
I recognize your voice.
See that?
Boy, I thought it was my breath. My reputation precedes me. Cheryl, we're on the air. That's all right, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I hear cartoons in the background.
Yeah, I do too. Turn them down, Rod.
Yeah.
Turn them down a little bit.
Oh, you have a child.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen.
Uh-huh.
You want an Oriental man, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. What kind of Oriental man are you looking for?
One with lots of money.
I have money.
You know why? Because those Japanese, they just work so hard.
Oh, yeah. I come to America to buy America.
Oh, he's on the line.
We got
him right here.
We got somebody for you.
Okay.
This is Daniel-san.
Hi, Daniel-san.
Hello. I have a question for you.
Uh-huh.
In Japan, all Americans have very small breasts. I come to America and my eyes pop out of my head. Very, very big. You have very big?
I'll wait and let you see for yourself, okay?
Ah, I like.
Sounds like love is blooming, Max.
Something's blooming.
Tell me about you.
Well, I have a little boy.
A little boy?
Uh-huh. I stay home most of the day.
You adopt boy? You adopt boy?
Huh?
You adopt boy?
No.
This is your boy?
I was married before.
Ah. Okay, keep going.
Okay. I have blonde hair.
Blonde?
About 5'7".
Blonde hair?
Uh-huh.
Like white?
No, not white, but a sandy blonde.
Like ditzy blonde? Okay, tell me more.
I have green eyes.
Uh-huh. You like to make dinner?
Huh?
You like to make dinner, creep house clean?
Well, I do that, yes.
You come see Daniel-san, that your job.
Daniel-san, that's not how it works in America.
No, you see.
Kathy, in Japan, I do not talk unless I give permission to talk.
Kathy, I gave Kathy written permission to talk, Daniel-san. So,
okay.
All right.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. You still there, Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
You want to go date with me?
I'll meet you. Sure.
Okay, I have a question for you. How many Americans do it take to make good car?
I don't know.
Impossible, America not make good car.
Oh, my God. All right.
What's your name?
Laura.
Laura, we're going to test your Mexican this morning.
Yeah.
And happy Cinco de Mayo, by the way.
Thank you.
Can you give us a...
Rah, rah.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, already you're doing well.
Let's
on the
begin
test.
Begin the testing.
Okay, Laura, the first question is, what's the best thing to drink after you've just had a jalapeno? Would that be milk, water, or kerosene?
Kerosene.
No, milk.
You
what?
Are
milk.
Great.
Milk. All right. Oh. Maybe you were listening. All right.
I'll have to turn off the moron alarm.
Okay.
That was
Laura,
a mistake.
Which of these is not a Mexican beer? Tecate, Corona, or Heineken?
Heineken.
That's right. Yeah. And tell me, Laura, which is not an exotic Mexican vacation locale? Cancun, Mazatlan, Iowa City.
That's a hard one. Let me think.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time.
Iowa City. That's right. You did it.
She pulled through in the last second there. And tell her what she's won.
Well, Laura, you pick up the Max and Kathy Survival Kids. Yeah. And you're welcome to come down and try to lick our worm if you like. At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to have people licking these hot lick suckers, getting the worm out for that fiesta dinner for 10 at El Jacalito.
Okay.
Congratulations. And what's the phrase that pays?
105.3 KKXX, the number one hit music station.
Max and Kathy this morning were playing quarters with coffee. You know, not with beer.
Oh,
with coffee.
Right off the edge. Okay, one more. Here we go. Yes!
Oh, yeah!
All right,
Max, Max getting good at that.
Bob, our biggest fan, swig, right. Bud, swig. All right.
Now, Bob has brought a... Bob has brought us a little show and tell this morning.
Yeah. Ooh, look at it. The coffee singed his mustache.
We have to get to this because... Well, he's brought us a box of diamonds.
The story behind this is that about 2 weeks ago on your Freebie Friday, you played a song, Diamonds and Pearls by Prince, and then Max comes on and says, well, nobody brings us diamonds or pearls. So,
wait a second. I did not say, nobody brings us diamonds and pearls.
So I brought you down some diamonds. They're not excessively valuable. They're not the kind that you make rings out of, but they're called industrial diamonds.
Uh-huh. Industrial diamonds.
And they're completely rough. That means that this is what they use in diamond chip drills and diamond saws and that kind of thing.
Okay.
But they're pretty decent size, and I'll give you guys each one because you're so nice.
Yeah!
And I'll give
diamonds!
You five.
I'll give you five
to give away to your listeners in whatever way you want to.
Oh, cool.
And just to prove that these are real diamonds, Max here is going to take one of them right here with a piece of glass here, and he's going to...
Where'd you get this glass? It's a broken piece of glass.
From the van. By the way, don't look at the van outside.
Okay. All right, let's see if we can actually...
Yeah, there it goes.
It actually cut the glass. That's it.
It's a diamond.
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's a diamond.
Real diamond.
Right. Diamond.
We got it. We have diamonds, people.
How are we going to give these away? Come down and play quarters with us.
That's it.
Okay.
If you can make it on three shots, you get an industrial grade diamond.
There you go.
Yeah.
All three?
Or the Zales of morning shows. I did it again.
Max is getting real good. Who should drink, Max?
You, Kathy. Yeah. Go ahead.
I figured it was my turn.
Yeah. I got to go to the bathroom. Bad.
Real bad.